Welcome to That Is Good to Know Radio Show. This program focuses on you, the listener, by providing you information, strategies, and practical educational tips from successful seasoned business professionals. Now, with today's program, here's your host, Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, and welcome to That Is Good to Know with your host, Jeff Stanislow. We hope you guys are having a great day in Tampa, and we're about to share some great information about the Tampa real estate market. We have a special guest today, Jose Cardenas, and Jose is with Premier Sotheby's International Realty. How are you doing today, Jose?
Hey, Jeff. Great. Wonderful.
Thanks for joining us. I really appreciate you spending some time.
Thank you for having me. This is a great opportunity.
So what we're trying to do here today is, educate, inform, share values, just things that are good to know for people. And you've been in the real estate market for quite some time and have had a lot of success in it. Before we kind of dive into that, I was curious, like the brand Sotheby's. Tell us a little bit about what that brand is, you know, how long it's been around. And I always see them named differently, you know, kind of throughout the regions and the country. And I know you're Premier, but I've also seen it Mountain Sotheby's and what have you. Tell us a little bit about how that structure is and share some knowledge with our listeners.
Absolutely. So I'm glad you asked about that because there are only so many companies or brands that you admire and respect out there in the world, the way they do business and or because their values. This is one of those companies that I was so glad to be a part of because our values aligned. I respect them, and for to follow a company or a brand, they better be amazing. For one of us to feel that way,
sure.
About them.
Sure.
There's the Sotheby's, the auction house, and that's close to 300 years old.
Wow!
And I started in the UK, and then we have what is Sotheby's International Realty, which is the real estate part of Sotheby's. So Sotheby's as the auction house is the premier destination for luxury, from sure. cars, diamonds, wine, of course, art,
sure,
to homes.
Okay.
So it's that one stop for the buyers that are looking for exceptional homes, items. And so now talking about Sotheby's International Realty as, again, the real estate part of Sotheby's, we're under the same CEO, same president.
Okay.
And it's just now divided by either by countries or by regions. We are the largest network of luxury real estate agents in the world.
Okay.
We are over 26,000 agents.
Wow.
In the world. So that alone. So when we tell you that we have the largest network,
we
have the numbers to prove it. In over 1,000 offices around the world.
Okay.
And we get to interact and get together at events and become best friends and rely on each other for referrals or for, hey, I need help with this client in Hong Kong or Japan, Dubai, the UK, New York, anywhere where you think of exceptional living, Sotheby's is going to be there.
That's interesting. And, you know, I was familiar with Sotheby's from the auction house side of things, and it makes sense that their strategic brand or their initiatives would expand into real estate and high-end real estate in the marketplace. But I didn't realize it was that large with that big of a network. So tell us a little bit about, like, we're here in Tampa, and that is Premier Sotheby's International Realty. Before we kind of dive into some of the other market names, I think some people would be curious. We're talking with Jose Cardenas. He's a realtor with Premier Sotheby's International Realty here in Tampa. and sharing some knowledge a little bit initially about Sotheby's itself, and then we're going to kind of dive into some of the market. So if you want some information on Jose, we'll put it up on our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. And in a few, we'll have Jose share some of his contact information so you can reach out to him directly. But Jose, all right, so I've heard of Mountain Sotheby's, and you were telling me earlier a little bit about a lot of these markets are just kind of defined within the Sotheby's brand as a certain market. And Miami's market is?
We have one Sotheby's.
One Sotheby's is Miami then, right?
On that side.
And that makes sense, because there's a lot of, like, you know, Miami being, you know, there's the big hotel down there that's like kind of a mainstream. That's the one hotel, you know?
Do you know what? I think every franchise owner comes up with a name that is going to be easy to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And also that it's, I guess, iconic as well. And
a sure.
Word that it's representative of the brand as well.
Okay.
So we have Pacific.
Okay.
Sotheby's. We have Live. LIV, Summit, again, all over the country and the world. Italy, it's Italy,
so okay.
It's international.
Sure.
The UK is UK, Sotheby's International.
So yeah, it's true in its branding and its branding strategies. Agents or what have you, kind of like, they want their iconic location to kind of travel with them as well. Like in the example of Miami being one, One South Beach is very famous, and so one Sotheby's International Realty. Jose, we're going to dive into kind of the market in the Tampa Bay market. You've been serving this market for 14, 15 years or even more. And what do you see that's going on? And I know that you work with a certain type of clientele and have had tremendous success, and just an overall take on the market and, your market, and then maybe what, people talk about and see in the press and in the news.
So what we hear on the news about, oh, the interest rates are high, it's not the right time to buy, or they're talking about the average home, the median listing home price or that median sales price, which is around the 450s.
Okay.
Here in the Tampa Bay area. So what we hear about, what we hear in the news about how is the real estate market, because that's the most common question.
Sure.
And then you go, well, where do we start? Because that's a very open question. So yes, the interest rate is not as low as we've seen it in previous years. But I always tell people to use perspective. When you go back to the 80s and before, you hear stories of people buying homes with an interest rate of 18%. And they were glad that they got a house.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice is you don't stop living. Of course, there's this financial restriction, but owning a home is better than paying rent. And we've seen this in a lot of social media posts where whatever the interest rate is right now at 6.5, 7, 7+, it's going to be better than 100% on what you're paying on your rent.
Okay.
So that in itself should be a motivation. But that average price that we see does not apply to all of the real estate market.
Sure.
We should not imply that that's what's happening in other micro markets. We call them micro markets to these specific neighborhoods where we have $1 million listings. It's not the same story for those type of buyers, because we have cash buyers.
Mm-hmm.
So what you see on the news or what you hear in the news does not apply to those markets. Does not apply. It does not affect a cash buyer.
Okay.
Why would I worry about the interest rate if I'm a cash buyer and I want to buy a $4 or $5 million home?
Sure.
So we have to separate that, and we need to, it's a good question to ask, because again, we have to understand what the average price is and then the regular interest rate is, or the average interest rate is.
Right.
And will that affect $1 million, $2, 3, 4 million listing or buyer?
Yeah. It's kind of interesting, you know, you bring that up. And this is Jeff Stanislow. You're listening to That Is Good to Know. You can visit our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow. We're going to have our guest information listed there, Mr. Jose Cardenas. And Jose, if someone wanted to reach you directly, what you had mentioned a website earlier?
Absolutely. My website is my name.
Okay.
Jose Cardenas, Jose with a J. And have a story about that.
The Jose with the J. I like that. I'm a Jeff with the J. So we're good.
Oh, believe it or not. So it's josecardenas.me.
Dot me. Yes. Okay.
I had a person that asked me how to spell your name. And she went like, I said H, H-O-S-E. And I was like, ma'am, that will be Jose. that's why I say J, Jose with a J.
Yes. Actually, Jose was kind enough to make his home available for us for our recording today. We're sitting here at his beautiful kitchen, dropping some knowledge on the Tampa Bay market when it comes down to real estate. And I think one of the main themes that, you know, kind of the mainstream media puts together, mainstream things that puts together median incomes and median home prices, and it looks at interest rates, and it's all very, very important information for indexes and, you know, things of that nature and trends and where things are going. But the type of clientele that Jose works with oftentimes are cash buyers. They're more looking at, you know, the real estate as an investment opportunity or a lifestyle, and they're not necessarily as concerned from like where the interest rates are. They're basically pulling money from one investment that might be giving some type of return and making a new investment into a home and their lifestyle and that where they want to live. So you've seen a huge influx over the since probably COVID or even since the 2008 kind of pullback, and the market's changed dramatically. Can you give us a little insight on the last, you know, 5-10 years of this market, this high end real estate market?
So we have very memorable years, and everybody will always remember what 2008 looked like in real estate. I think we're all going to remember what 2020 and 2021 looked like with a pandemic, the first for, I believe, most of us alive.
Yeah, right? to that extreme, yes, it was definitely a first.
It was a first for most of us. So 2021 was not a regular year for real estate or for any other industry. So we should not use 2021 as a parameter because, again, we're not going to see that happen again, hopefully. And we're not going to see another 2008 or 2009 because you will think that we learn to do better than that, right? We learn from our mistakes. So, but 2022, we've seen home prices going up. In 2023, same thing, and the predictions for 2024 are that they keep going up. So we're not going to see a drop in prices because we don't have inventory, and it's hard to catch up with because of
the supply. Pandemic.
The supply, exactly.
Yeah, supply and demand dictates prices.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. So if you say, "Oh, 2024, 2025, real estate prices are going to drop," but you tell me how fast are you going to bring the houses that we need to make that statement true?
Yeah, I was reading somewhere that they said that he would need to build like 25 million homes over the next 5 years to kind of take that median income, median price of a home and get it down to the affordability levels of the prior to 2000. It was really interesting to read in regards to that. But we kind of here in Tampa or in Florida, for that matter, have kind of had the perfect storm since 2008. So we had 2008 pullback. We have a lot of international money that comes to Florida.
We do.
A lot of outside buyers, international. You guys are an international real estate firm. And then we had COVID, which like slowed down the market a little bit, but it also created a huge opportunity in Florida for those people that decided to leave northern states or, you know, come down, you know, whether it was from the Midwest or Northeast, we had that big influx. So the market, you know, supply and demand in Florida is specifically even more challenging in regards to that. And so that's maintaining our pricing levels or, you know, keeping our pricing levels higher.
It is a popular state. Yeah. Florida, it's been always the popular retirement place. We have great weather. We have beautiful open spaces. We have all these coastal areas. So it's been always an attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, you add this pandemic. Like I said, 2021 was a crazy year because, again, we had people from all over moving to Tampa. One of my clients moved out of California. They just wanted to buy a big piece of land with a large home for the dogs. They were, again,
lucky dogs.
You know, and many people did the same thing. They were tired of living in a small space or with no yard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we saw this spike in home purchase in 2021. And like I said, it's not a year that we should use as a reference because it was a very just completely challenging for every industry. So we can, a lot of agents did very well in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And they are now seeing the struggle in 2023.
Sure.
And again, it was not a normal year. But we have our buyers are experienced. When you have buyers that are in the $1 million and up price range, they are professionals. What I mean by that is that they are experts at buying homes. It's not the first home. They've done it many times. They know exactly what they're looking for. And they have the cash to buy. They have that up front. So, again, we call micro markets specific neighborhoods that are not affected what's going on with the interest rates, if that makes sense. But yes, we had in one of the markets that I work at, cash buyers, multiple offers, bidding war. Right now, December 2023, and we're talking about a $6 million home. Again, that's not your average price. And if you ask me, how is the market? Well, my answer will be, well, which specific market?
Sure.
I can tell you the story of what's going on with this micro market. You don't hear on the media multiple bidding cash buyers in December, when everybody is distracted by the holidays.
Sure.
But that's one of the stories that I'm dealing with right now.
So, you know, as we kind of take a pivot and you talk about micro markets and, you know, in Tampa, there's a few of them. There's, you know, Avila, Palmasia, you know, South Tampa is a very hot market, depending on looking as a buyer. St. Pete is really growing, especially you have the ability to, you know, show beachfront homes and things like that. And, you know, as we look at just, you know, most of the time, real estate agents, you know, it's a competitive marketplace. I think Florida, you know, has a couple hundred thousand registered real estate agents in the marketplace. One of the most in any states in the United States. Let's talk a little bit about what differentiates, not like so your buyer, but let's say, you know, you're an agent. What kind of things are that you look for that differentiate you? How do you bring a home to market? What are the things that you like to do that differentiate you? And then on a side note, we talk about a little bit about your design capabilities and what you do. And, you know, maybe talk a little bit about staging or, you know, do you work with clients prior to their purchase to set up the home beautifully with your design skills or, you know, more so after the home and work with them in regards to that. So we're talking with Jose Cardenas, and Jose Cardenas is a premier real estate agent with Premier Sotheby's International. You can reach him at josecardenas.me, and that's josecardenas.me. All right. Lots of questions there.
Lots of questions
there. Lots of questions. Let's break it down. Let's break it down.
So Florida, we have close to 1.6 million realtors registered with the National Association of Realtors that are members of that association. But we have out of 2 million agents. So when you're an agent but you're not a member of NAR, you're not a realtor.
Oh, okay.
It's a specific, you have to be affiliated. You can be a real estate agent, but if you're not a member of NAR, you cannot be called yourself realtor.
Okay, I got it.
So 1.6, close to 1.6 million realtors out of 2 million real estate agents. And guess what? Florida is the number one state with the most agents, either agents or realtors, followed by California and then Texas.
Okay.
So it's a very competitive market. Very, very competitive. And you are fighting for your niche, or you're trying to find your niche. And you mentioned the design background. Yes, I've been doing design and renovation for almost 20 years. And when you're out there and trying to put your value, present your value to clients, you need to understand what you bring to the table, that it's different from the others. And the design and renovation background has been one of my biggest tools, because when you go to a home that is going to be launched into the market, we have a list of recommendations, and we come up with a design plan as well to show the house the best possible to launch it to the market, because you only have that first chance to make the best impression, and it's going to be online, as we know. That first picture is going to, that's your first listing.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've seen million-dollar homes with just the worst pictures I've ever seen.
Again, that's marketing, and that's who you work with matters.
Sure.
And I have a story right now that I was interviewed for this listing. The other broker that was competing for the listing was ready to take pictures. And I got the listing. I wasn't ready to take pictures. It took me 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And I'm going to say about between 16 to 20 people for 2 weeks daily, for more than 10 hours a day. I had four or five painters. I have a crew of six cleaners, scaffoldings, changing light bulbs, landscaping. I had four handy guys doing mulch. Again, we had the electrician, we had the pool person, the roofer inspecting, removing personal items, staging it, cleaning it to present it to the world. Now,
that's when the difference.
Design, and that's the difference. That's when the design. So I wasn't ready to take pictures. It took me, like I said, those 2 weeks with that many hours to present it to the world.
It's interesting, Jose, and I'd love to have you come back and we'll talk, do another session just dedicated to design and really kind of focus on that. But, you know, the differentiator factor is the marketing, the listing, the category. You know, we appreciate you spending some time today. This is Jeff Stanislow, and you're listening to That Is Good to Know. Jose, one closing statement on your end, just about the power of the brand or power of the listing, or include how someone might be able to get a hold of you. We got about a minute left.
When you think of extraordinary properties, luxury homes, luxury marketing, Sotheby's is one of those iconic brands that stand out. And it's recognized around the world. So I'm a lucky guy and so thankful that I'm part of this company. And it's a company that I respect, that I admire. And I'm always looking at if my level of service and work matches the expectation of a Sotheby's client.
Great. Jose Cardenas, Sotheby's premier real estate agent here in Tampa, sharing some knowledge with you. This is Jeff Stanislow, and you've listened to That Is Good to Know. Don't forget to go to our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. We've got some Valspar tickets up there for the golf event. Thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you.